It's a very, very special Arkosha to meet all of you here now. And you must know that you're a very special, special schut to be with the Hanhaga, who is such a very special, special Rav, Mikza Shvach Lefana Mamash, which is Mushlam Mikola Ashlomos. And yet, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu gave her a special talent to not only to receive the Shefa, but to give it over. And Baruch Hashem, the results are very, very special. I'm always very amazed to see the fruit or the pears of the special Yafutsu Mayot of Chutzo Shel Harav Shlita. I feel that you brought here all the Shefa for all the big rebbes that you went to visit in Ukraine. And in this, Shabbos, in this very special place, Mul Bez Kochen V'Tifarteinu, Motzei Shabbos that gives the Shefa, we bring the Shefa for the whole week, L'Chodesh Neshama, Sudas Melech V'Malka, from David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom. I just would like to speak, and it's a tzahud, but about one aspect of David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Tzadik Beis, Amud Beis, tells us about Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. When he threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace, and they were with such big nisim and flaws saved, their furnace went out of the earth that anyone should see, and everyone who was around was burned, and they came out without any burn. In the very moment, this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Chizkel to go to resurrect the death in Bikas Bez Dura, in the valley of Dura. And the bones came and slapped the face of the Nebuchadnezzar. Some says because the cup that he was using, he was made with the bone of this mason. And he asked what's going on. And he was told that Chavarim shel El Mechaye Mason. Chizkel is Mechaye Mason at this moment. So he could see, after he was still shocked of the bigness of the Atzolov, Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah, you showed him more than that. Mamesh Tchias Amesim. Then he said, Atoyi Kama Ravrevin, Betimhoi Kama Tekifin. He started to set Shirim Tishbachot, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Atoyi Kama Ravrevin, so big the miracle was, the meaning of the miracle of this, that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was saved from the furnace. V'simhoi kamasakifin, and the wonder of the Tchias Amesim kamasakifin gvuras. Tchias Amesim is gvuras ata gibor la'ilam Hashem mechayim meisim. Malchusei malchus oilam shaltanei dar v'dar. This pasuk that many keilas says them every day. Who said that? Nebuchadnezzar. He started to say shiras v'tishbachos la'kadosh baruch hu. And the Gemara says, Father, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yitzchak Zohov Roteach Bipiv Shilot HaRasha Shechik Tamya. should be poured boiling gold in the mouth of this Rasha. I say gold because after all he was saying Shiraz v'tishbarz l'kodesh baruch hu. Ne'il male b'malach v'setaro al piv b'kesh l'ganoiz kol ashirim v'tishbarz שבספר תהילים. If a malach would come and smacked him in his mouth, he would be ready in this moment, how could you say it? Rashi says, to disgrace all the shirim v'tishbochos. You understand what it means? The sefer tehillim is so powerful that I think it was the biggest record of the world that is not in the first book of Guinness, I think. And there is... There was no book in all generations that was read so many times, billions and billions times by billions of persons. It was up to disgrace all the Shiras and Tishbachos from David HaMelech. Rashi says that means he was so talented in Shiras and Tishbachos, he was so special, like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who put on the side all the Shiras and Tishbachos from David HaMelech, to listen the Shiras v'tishbachos for Otto Rasha. We have to understand, if it's like that, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had such a nachas from the Tirash v'tishbachos for Nebuchadnezzar, what do we care of the glory of David HaMelech? What's more important? Nachas Ras HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the glory of David HaMelech? If it was the truth, why should we stop him? Alleluia Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol ha'umim. There's nothing wrong that the goy says Shiras v'tishbachos v'kodesh baruch hu. To understand that, we have to know what was the dimension of David HaMelech. David HaMelech alav ha'shalom was, all his life was sequences of troubles and sorrow. When he was born, he was crossing dirt like a mamzer. They put him as a shepherd, expecting and hoping, hopefully it could be Chazashan of Ed Badal Ayam, and disappear. And so on. We don't have time, but it's a whole. Until the Navi comes and tell and reveal that it is not less than the Melech, the king of Israel. And David HaMelech, with no difference where he was in the Midbar or wherever, always saying Shiras v'tishbachos l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when, even when he became a king officially, he went back be a shepherd grazing the Tzoyin and saying Shiras v'tishbachos, the same Anova. When he went to throw sorrows and troubles, Shiras v'tishbachos. He had some good times, Shiras v'tishbachos. Kos Yeshua Seisau b'shem Hashem Ekra. Tzara v'yogam nemsa b'shem Hashem Ekra. All the smack he received, he continued to praise and Shiras v'tishbachos l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he was in the lowest phase in his life, in our eyes, of course, when Shimei ben Gera, he was persecuted and running away, and Shimei came and cursed him, and Mamash made a tremendous bizoyon, and he was able to kill him with Avishai. And they say, Hashem amar lo kalel, this seems to be, in our eyes, the darkness part in his life. We have to know in this very moment, David HaMelech became Regel Revi Bamerkava. Sometimes a person is in a situation, thinks that nothing is going good, everything is wrong. He may be in the highest phase of his life. So David HaMelech in every situation would praise and Shiras v'tishbachos l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now let's see. Nebuchadnezzar Jews saw such a big miracle, not for him, for the big literary tzaddikim, Hanina, Mishael, and Azariah. And he saw together the Tchiyas Amir, resurrection of the death. It was too much for him. Of course, he explodes with a special Shiras with Tishbachos. So talented, so nice, so special. But came the Malach, he gave him a smack. Now we have a smack. To sell Shiras with Tishbachos when you see miracles and everything, that's good. But let me let the seal, let me see what. How do you behave when you receive a smack? He stopped. You are far away from David HaMelech. The greatness of David HaMelech is through the Yogo in himself, Shem Hashem Mikro. Saying Sheritish Vichibachot when everything is good, when it's miracles and everything goes the way you want, that's good, but it's not good enough. The Nisayon is when we struggle, when it's hard. Everyone of us in the life, we have this part. That why, Rebbe, why everything is wrong? Why I don't success? Because we want to listen to you, the Shiras V'Tishbachos, that are really valuable in this very one moment. That is the real value of the Shiras V'Tishbachos. You want something that is valuable when it's hard. It is the time that you can take it, you can pick it up. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that that's the level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the Sefer Torah. Use this time we pay salaries. Ayom na'asoyso umacha lekabes choro. And of course, all the goyim will come and say, "Oh, we want also." The same. Mishe Torah ve'erech Shabbos, hu yoichal b'Shabbos. But the goyim have no part in Erev Shabbos. They have nothing. Not Erev Shabbos and not Shabbos. Of course, they could have had, but they didn't want. But even though Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You want? Okay, I'll give you one mitzvah, Sukkah." The Gemara says, "Every goy come and build a sukkah in the roof of the houses, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chama Min Artika makes a very hot day, and they cannot stand that, and they kicked in the sukkah and they go out." And Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishak Lamo. The Gemara asks, so what's wrong with that? Even us, if you stay in the sukkah and you are mitzvah, it's hard, you're exempted from the sukkah. Potumula, mitzvah, potumula sukkah. The Gemara answers, yeah, okay, go out, but why do you have to kick? The Tzanzaru, when he wasn't, it was raining, the mamash raining on his plates and everything was wet, he would stay in the sukkah. They would ask him, Rebbe, mitzvah, potom in a sukkah. He said, I am a more mitzvah, I suffer much more to eat in the house, to be out of the sukkah than the rain. Every one of us, we have this sometimes this nisyon that things doesn't go the way we want to go. There's some difficulties in making means whatever we have to be very careful. Shouldn't be a small kick. When it's difficult, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be valuable. Even if you sometimes you don't even manage to make the mikvah because of the difficulties. Sometimes it's more valuable if you did it and you feel that you are something. We just finished with a very known story. It's so significant for the Talmud of the Chozim in Lublin, that he was very a big tzaddik, but he was very poor, and he had just nothing for Pesach. And the Chozim, Beruach Kodesh, saw, and he sent to him all wagon with all he needs for Pesach. So, of course, the big tzaddik, special, prepared a special Pesach, was a special seder, was all the kavanas and all the simcha and all the mamash. Mochen de gadlus, achig ya, zman kras shemash and shachris, he went to the tefillah, and from there he was so high, continued learning the whole day. But in chutzlars, you know, there is a second seder. So, He remembered that he had to go to rest a little bit for next night. He was so tired, he didn't notice, and he fell asleep until very late. He woke up, wow, very late. We had to made quickly Maariv, Kiddush, Bala Motza, Yotza, wow, ahead, and so on. Then he finished. Wow. What went wrong? He was so disappointed. Yesterday was so special, so high, and now so simple. The Chol HaMoed, when he went to the Choize, very shortly, the Choize told him, the first Seder, well, but the second one, you raised all this story from all Klal Yisrael with your second Seder. Sometimes a person that makes a mitzvah with Pashtus, with Lev Nishbor, with Nitke, it's much, much more valuable than the mitzvah that may be done Lamehadit, Minamehadit, but a small Gavus Halev, thinking that it's a small, you know, it began, you know, small, maybe it became a kind of malach. This is kind of weak, that doesn't give him, bring him up but down. So Baruch Hashem, Ezrat Hashem, Barach, this is the way to understand David HaMelech. The main thing is that Tzorav Yagon Memtza B'Shem Hashem Yikra, because Yeshua says Tzorav B'Shem Hashem Yikra.
Oh, yeah.